We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Also include the Dodgers and
now stay with the fan for this special program. The final out has been made. Let's talk about what just happened. The good and the bad. It's time for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, with the franchise, Tim Allen, on The Fan. If you need doors and windows, go to PellaWI.com.
It is a final in Philadelphia, and the results are not good. A 4-3 loss, and welcome, everybody. It is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Tim Allen, alongside the Polish Pipe Bomb, Jeff Orlowski. My thanks to Dan Plucker yesterday, who had to, well, follow along at home, the ugly details of that game yesterday. So turn the page into game one of a four-game set, and you get Lorenzo Cain and Christian Yelich activated for this one. The best news we could have heard all day today, not only activated off the IL, but inserted into the starting lineup. Want to get your reaction with the move of Keston Hira to be sent down. Tyrone Taylor gets a demotion, if you will, if that's what you want to call it, down as well. And the Brewers fall 4-3. The final, Adrian Hauser probably deserved a better fate than this, as he had a pretty decent night pitching. He really did. So here we go again, same old song and dance. It's about the offense. We'll show a little bit of patience as Cain and Yelich get reacclimated to active duty, if you will. So we're going to hear from Craig Counsell coming up. And a base-running blunder in the eighth inning may have cost a little bit. Getting the ball in play with less than two outs definitely cost this team. Urias and Mailey there late in the ball game. It's just tough. It's frustrating with this offense, guys. It is. They come in as the worst hitting collective batting average in the National League. That's just tough. That's frustrating, and it's hard to accept. It really is. We'll get a little bit more into that in just a bit. We'll dig into our game recap. Way back, 6:05 first pitch, Brewers in the first inning. They do get on the board after a ground out by Colton Wong. Welcome back, Lorenzo Cain.
Pitch to Cain, a drive, hit back into left center field. Lorenzo Cain has returned with a lean back jack.
Wow. That's a return. Had two home runs against the Cubs at Wrigley. Boy, presence felt early tonight for Lorenzo Cain. That baseball was smoked. It took out some cheese steaks out there at Tony Luke's.
Left center. Wow. Yeah, that's a big one for Lorenzo Cain. It gave the Brewers a one-zip lead, as heard on Bally Sports Wisconsin. But the offense would dry up from right there. By the way, the ensuing hitter, Christian Yelich, welcome back to you too with a base hit. Travis Shaw works a walk, one in, two on, just the one out. Brewers looking for more. Avi Garcia, tough times for Avi. You got to turn things around. Avisail Garcia, I'm imploring you. I am compelled to say that you have to turn things around as this offense is going to get to its, at least respectable level. He's got to participate in this. He's right there, middle of the order kind of guy, just not getting it done. Vogelbach did pop up to end that inning. Garcia obviously didn't do much. But the Brewers take the lead in that first inning. One zip. It didn't last long. However, after one out, a base hit off Hauser, then a two-run home run by Realmuto. And Hauser then gives up a base hit after that, but gets a double play to get out of that frame. Damage done. 2-1 right there in the first inning. Brewers trying to bounce back in the second. Leadoff double by Luis Urias. Luke Maley, then a ground ball, moves him over. However, Hauser strikes out. Colton Wong flies out. 2-1 Phils, bottom of the second inning. Hauser, a couple of more runs given up in that second inning. However, they are both unearned because of an error. One out by Urias. It was a run-scoring triple after a two-base error by Urias. And then a ball to the right side scores that second run. So it's now 4-1 to that point, heading into the third inning. And that's tough right there for, again, these are just challenging situations. Adrian Hauser, he indeed deserved a better fate because he did settle in from right there. Brewers base runners in the third inning. After Kane and Yelly strike out, a bad call on Yelly, by the way, clearly. Shaw with a two-out walk. Garcia, there you go, little flare base hit. Vogelbach grounded out, stayed 4-1 into that bottom of the third inning. Hauser needed a good inning right there, got it. 1-2-3 up to the offense to come on back in this game into the fourth inning. Both teams, 1-2-3 in the fourth inning. Hauser set down 8 straight, settling in, waiting for the offense. But on 8 pitches in the fifth inning, the Brewers' offense goes down. Into the fifth inning, Hauser make it 11 straight set down by Adrian. He really settled in this game. 10 in a row set down by Velasquez, however, as the Brewers 1-2-3 again in the sixth inning into the bottom half. 2-out walk by Hauser. That breaks the string of 13 consecutive in this game. Set down. He gets out of it with a ground ball. Hauser through 6 innings of work and just the 2 earned runs. 4 total runs. A walk and a couple of strikeouts. So Hauser indeed did do his job. Offense seems like it's getting worse. In that 7th inning, they strike out in order. Angel Perdomo coming on in relief in the bottom of the 7th inning. A couple of base runners in that 7th inning for Angel. Strikeout, infield single, strikeout. Then a pinch batter, Reese Hoskins. I think they were probably pitching around him right there. 2-on-2 out. And then a strikeout to the lefty gets him out of it. 4-1. It got late in this one. Brewers chasing the 3 runs. Brewers, they break through. In the 8th inning, leadoff walk to Colton Wong. In a driving rain, Lorenzo Cain, down 0-2 in the count, works his own walk. Christian Yelich down 0-2, then goes 2-2, gets a ball in play, and he reaches. To my knowledge, that goes down as a hit. They may change that to an error. But now bases loaded with nobody out in the 8th inning. Travis Shaw just missed it, but it was enough to get the Brewers on the board.
1-1. Shaw with a fly ball hit into center field. Room for Roman Quinn. He'll make the catch. Tagging is Colton Wong. He will score. Kane moves to third. It's a 4-2 game. Runners at the corners with one out.
At best case scenario, short of a base hit.
Okay, we'll take that. 4-2. Runners at the corners. And now it's a 2-run game. Girardi then goes to his bullpen, goes to get his closer right there, Avi Garcia. Well, at some point, Avi's going to have to come up with a big, big hit. It wasn't a big hit, but it was enough to score a run.
Maris delivers. And a bouncing ball to Gregorius. They get one and the turn not in time. Garcia busting up the line. That allows Kane to score. It's a one-run game. There are two men out of the eighth.
Hey, take that any day right there. Short of a base hit, just like Shaw.
Well, I don't know. At some point, these guys are going to have to get hits with runners in scoring position. I mean, I don't mind getting the ball in play, and that's a start. But it's 4-3 at that point. Daniel Vogelbach up. Two in, two out, one on, eighth inning. And Daniel Vogelbach fouls off a ball, goes 0-1, and then prior to the second pitch, Avi is picked off of first.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal.
Yeah, I just – it's, again, a challenging situation with your frustration. You want to just heap it all on someone and – you know, I can't just get on Avi in this game. It's got to be collective Brewers offense. They just didn't get the big hit tonight. Got some base runners. Just didn't get the big hit outside of, you know, second batter of the game offensively for the Crew. It's Lorenzo Cain's solo home run. But that ends that eighth inning. They do get a couple of runs. Council did challenge that, just not a procedure. It wasn't going to get overturned. 4-3, bottom of the eighth, Drew Rasmussen called upon. He does give up a two-out double, but a big strikeout ends that inning, and they go to the ninth, 4-3. Do they have a finish in them? Leadoff double by Daniel Vogelbach in that ninth inning. You wonder if Avi doesn't get picked off, what would have happened? Does he still get the double in the eighth inning? Can we rewind a little bit? Well, I guess. Luis Urias. Okay, so you've got the runner at second base. It's almost like an extra inning rule here. An automatic runner at second base, down one. You're pressed. You're down one right there. Luis Urias against Hector Neris. I just don't think that's a good matchup. No offense, Luis Urias. That doesn't look like a good matchup to me. I would have bunted there. That's me. You guys may agree or not, but I want that runner at third, less than two out, and I'll take my chances right there. All right, so my plan would have been Vogelbach, we're going to pinch run for you, Pablo Reyes. We're going to bunt Urias. Hopefully it's successful. Move Reyes over to third with one out. I then would have pinch hit for Luke Maley there. I would have went with Nottingham right there. Coming off the big game yesterday, ride the hot roll a little bit. I'm pretty convinced he's probably going to put the ball in play. At least the roll would indicate that. But nope, Luke Maley was the one. So does Urias bunt? No, he strikes out. Luke Maley, is it Nottingham? No, he strikes out. Okay. Then it brings up Billy McKinney in the pitcher spot. Nottingham still sits on the bench. McKinney draws a walk, first and second with two outs, still down one for Colton Wong. And Wong reaches on an infield single, bases juice to bring up Kane. He's down 0-2 again. And after fouling off several pitches, he ends up striking out. And there's your ball game, 4-3 final. 414-799-1250. Really, to get your reaction here, and to talk a little bit about the offense. The offense as a whole, collectively, the worst hitting in terms of batting average. I've seen two different sites. One says 216 team batting average. The other says 217. So I'll go with the 217 just to give them a little bonus here.
You're generous.
Yeah. Aren't I? So I would say this, that a collective team batting average, if I'm the manager or hitting coach or both, I would sort of be close to losing my mind after a 232 team batting average, maybe a 235. How is it possible that a Major League Baseball team hits 217 for over a month? I mean, I need some clarity on this. I talked to my son about this, and for what it's worth, he played at the Division I level baseball, and I'm like, how is this possible? Dude, how is this even possible? He He said it's, for what it's worth, again, I mean, it's a college player. He said it's timing. They're just timing is not right, number one. And number two, he said they're missing good pitches. Well, then why are we missing good pitches? That's the trend that continues here in 2021, at least offensively. Now, again, it doesn't make it okay. Now, here's what I want to make very clear tonight. It doesn't make it okay when your record's 17-12. It doesn't make it all right to hit under 220 as a team. Just saying. I just it's tough to believe that a team can hit for an average that bad. Short enough, get the ball in play, make better decisions, work hard. I don't know what it is. I really don't know what it is. I'm not going to freak out too much, but I'm just telling, because there's hope and reinforcements in now. It's Lorenzo Cain and Christian Yelich, and we're going to have some patience before this offense gets to be what their definition of clicking is. Because if 216 or 217 is your bottom out, when you click, is your team batting average then 241? Okay, and we're supposed to be happy with this? Butch Weiniger was the hitting coach for the Brewers for a few years. When I first started this show, you know, some 16 years ago. And I remember talking to him about it, and he was, you know, kind of losing his mind. I think the team batting average at that time was 253. See the difference? It doesn't make it okay to hit 216 just because you're winning baseball games. So I want to get your reaction on that. Also, I think I've been very transparent about the Keston Hira move already, that I don't like it. I don't think they should have done it to him. What do you think about the Keston Hira being sent to the minors? He gets into Nashville to start playing baseball games tomorrow. 414-799-1250. We're talking Brewers baseball tonight after a 4-3 game one loss. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove here on 1250 AM The Fan and Odyssey Station.
Let's hear what you thought of today's game on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On The Fan, call Tim Allen now at 414-799-1250 or tweet the show at 1250 AM The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Brewers still looking for a little bit of offense here, and help is on the way, that's for sure. So when we say this offense is pretty dicey at times, yes, but help is on the way. Lorenzo Cain, Christian Yelich back in the lineup tonight, and they will have an impact. There's no question about that. Literally no doubt about that in my mind. You can slam dunk that thing. They will have a positive impact on this team. Now, the rest of them, I think it should literally, you know, drag up numbers for Avi Garcia. It'll drag up even the batting average of Travis Shaw. And the RBIs are nice, Travis, but, you know, your batting average needs a little help, buddy. Your on base is there. You do take your walks, and I really like that. So we'll see. And Colton Wong's just, man, he's a ball and play guy. He's just, wow, what a player. I didn't realize he was such a grinder, because we didn't watch St. Louis Cardinals games on a daily basis. Pretty cool to watch Colton Wong play baseball. So help is on the way. But in the meantime, I think everyone's using the excuse of the win-loss record as a permission slip. You get a hall pass for a 216 collective team batting average. And I'm here to say no. Don't buy that. Don't buy that for a second. They need to hit. They lead the league in strikeouts and have the worst batting average in the National League. 799-1250 as the Brewers fall in Philadelphia, game one of a four-game set. Let's go to Marshall. Marshall, you're on the Pella Windows and Doors postgame show. What's up?
Well, good evening, Tim. Talked to your substitute yesterday, praised the work that he did, and kudos on the Dodgers series, as I told him yesterday. But you're dead on. You're thinking just like I am about the hitting right now. And I think we have to, with Cain and Yelich and et al., God bless them for their contributions tonight, despite the end of the game there. But we left the bases loaded. Bottom line, we just can't do that. And the RISP thing reared its ugly head again tonight. You're right. The way I look at it, we're 17-12. I warned people yesterday. I think we're going to go 3-4 in this road trip. These are not bad teams we're playing. And part of the reason I have this fear is it was sort of on display tonight, our inability to score runs. And the way I see it, we're only 29 games in. Do the math here, 133 to go. I don't think that we can sustain this kind of batting average, this kind of run average, even with great pitching. God bless the pitching. It saved our bacon right now. We can't expect to sustain this the entire year. And I'm afraid that this road trip, I think maybe we'll bounce back tomorrow, but this road trip, I'm scared, is going to show what you're saying, what I'm saying. You can't win. You cannot go to playoffs and World Series with .216 batting average. Butch Weininger, by the way, I remember him as a player in the late 80s through the 90s. He was a fine baseball guy. Mm-hmm. I can see why .253 turned his stomach back in the zeros, guys. That was granted a different time a little bit, but if that's unacceptable to some, how come some of us are accepting .216 right now? I mean, is this a race to the bottom, or are we going to get better here? We'll find out.
All right, Marshall, good stuff right there. Thanks. Marshall, thanks for the call. He's right. At some point, it will be exposed, and it will cost you baseball games on a regular basis. You do have to have some offense. It is about scoring more runs than that other team. Yes, it's about preventing runs too, and I'm with Craig Counsell on that. Run prevention is a good way to win baseball games already.
But Timmy, isn't the .216 average more of a reason for them to bunt the runner over in the ninth inning?
No question about it.
You're hitting for garbage, absolute crap. .216 as a team, hell yes, you bunt in that situation 10 out of 10 times.
And it's the bottom of the order. It's Luis Urias and it's Luke Maley. I mean, that's where you would want to bunt him over.
Yeah, and I told you I would have put had Woody go out there with a bat. To get the bunt down. But
it's been known to happen.
Absolutely, but you got to bunt that runner over.
And so you can maybe get a two-out hit if that's what it comes to, but, man, balls in play have got to – you see what happens. Christian Yelich, a ball in play. I think they still have ruled that a hit. So Yelich with a multi-hit game here. Lorenzo Cain with a homer did have an impact. They did their heavy lifting. As much as they could on their first day back. I mean, let's face it.
Well, and Wong, like you said with Yelich, he got the ball in play. Good stuff happened. He got that infield hit. Wong did the exact same thing.
In play.
Get the ball in play. They struck out again 12 times tonight. So get it in play, put pressure on the defense, and good things happen.
I didn't appreciate the Keston Hira getting sent to the minors. I think this isn't a pandemic shortened season here. This isn't Brock Holt you're dealing with. This isn't Logan Morrison that you're dealing with here on a 60 game schedule. This 25 odd games for Keston Hira played. You didn't even have the respect to give him another month. Now, granted, he's been bad, and I understand. But so is everybody else. I mean, what are you going to start knocking them down like bowling pins like last year? You just launch these guys at will? You can't win that way. Okay, so I hope it works, the Keston Hira demotion, because that's exactly what it is. That's the ninth overall draft choice when you drafted him. Okay, a lot of pressure was on him. He was thrust into the 2, 3, 4, 5 middle of the order because of injuries, adding additional pressure to him on top of moving positions and really sort of questioning his future as well when you sign Colton Wong. Kid upstairs, even though he didn't show it and he didn't sound like it, as I've stated on this show many times, he sounds great. He really does. Really positive and articulate and, you know, happy and the whole nine yards. You can't tell me that that doesn't wear on an individual. Oh, it was wearing on him. But once you get the guys back to alleviate some of the pressure, wouldn't you think that would be the time where you would give him an extra boost in moving him down to the 6-7 spot and letting Yelich and Kane and Wong and all these Shaw and all these other guys, they can do the heavy lumber and then leave Keston Hira laying in the weeds a little bit until he gets hot? I didn't appreciate the Keston Hira demotion, I got to say. And I didn't like that at all. Now, I understand it because you don't have infield depth. The easy one, a buddy of mine texted me, why didn't they just send Pablo Reyes packing? Well, then who's going to play shortstop? Backup shortstop and third base. Pablo Reyes is the luckiest baseball guy on the planet right now because he's the one that shows a little versatility. Then you would say, well, Daniel Vogelbach, I heard it on the Bally Sports Wisconsin broadcast. I don't want to call those guys out, but I'm just telling you what I heard. Vogelbach's been doing pretty good this year. No, he hasn't offensively. Just letting you guys know. So you want to replace bad with another bad. Now, he plays a little better first base. I will say that. But, yeah, I didn't like it. If you want to comment on the Keston Hira thing, I'm way against that. Now, fast forward another 3 weeks where you get toward June 1st and Keston was still struggling, I'm okay with it at that point. But I think that was fair to give him a third of the season, the first 2 months of the season, to acclimate himself to a new position defensively, to acclimate himself into a lineup that has him, I don't know, fifth, sixth? In some configuration. I mean, maybe they had him projected as a 2-3-4 guy, but let him work his way back up to that. I think that was fair. I think it's fair to give him 60 games.
Yeah, I do too, Timmy. But I'll tell you, instead of sending Hira down, especially with Kane and Yelich back, you could have gotten more creative with your batting order. I wouldn't mess with Wong, Kane, Yelich, 1-2-3.
Agreed.
But I would put Hira fourth and then have Shaw fifth. At least Shaw, he's on again, off again.
No, but he's got protection.
He is, yeah. And he would give Hira better pitches to see. And he might have been able to snap out of it. And then you don't have to send him down and take a chance of really, hurting his kid's career.
And Garcia moves to six then. And then when Omar Narvaez comes back, Garcia moves to seven then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, that's how it should have flowed. And then Vogelbach's off the bench and gets a spot start against the righty occasionally. I mean, I don't like the move. Now, again, their offense is going to be better starting today. Really is. It is. It's going to grow organically here now that it's Wong, Kane, and Yelich. And I was thinking about this against a lefty or a righty. Now, tonight, you had a righty. What happens with a lefty? I don't think it's going to change, guys. I think it's Wong, Kane, Yelich for the foreseeable future. Don't you? I mean, that's the way it should be, right? Who else is going to bat two? You going to put Luis Urias in there?
Nope.
You're not putting Shaw there. You're not putting Narvaez there, although he did get a couple of spots at the two-hole, but that was without Kane and Yelich. So I like that part of the consistency, but that middle of the order, 4, 5, 6, 7, that part of it has got to step up. They fall tonight 4-3, the final. We'll come back, hear from manager Craig Counsell. If you want to jump in here, 799-1250, you're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, Tim Allen. After a 4-3 loss, game one of a four-game set, game one of a seven-game trip, we'll be back, 1250 AM, The Fan and Odyssey Station.
What was the deal with the lineup? Why did he make that bullpen move? Why did he pinch hit with that guy? Time to get all of those questions answered and more with Scoop from the Skipper, This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On the Fan.
All right, 4-3 final. Help is on the way. And in the lineup tonight, Lorenzo Cain returns, and we're going to hear from Lorenzo Cain coming up in just a couple of minutes here. Council on deck, and we'll hear from him in just a bit. Adrian Hauser, we'll try and squeeze in a couple of comments from the Brewers right-hander. Pitched good tonight. He really did. A two-run home run given up in that first, two unearned runs in the second. Otherwise, pretty damn good for Adrian Hauser, and cross your fingers because you couple him with Peralta, with Burns, with Woody. He is key. Guys, he's key to the success moving forward this year. He really is. You go four deep, man, you're in great shape. Now, in the meantime, you've got the pitching. You've got to get some offense here, and offensive help is there now. But it may take a little time to just kind of find itself a little bit, and I'll show as much patience as I can. But I still look at a 216, 217 collective team batting average, and I can't handle it. Where I come from, I don't care what era of baseball you're playing in, the dead ball era or the launch angle era, exit velocity era, the statistical era. You put any collective window or era in there, hey man, I don't care. I want bat on the ball, and that will improve numbers. It just will. You know, when we talked to Craig Council about this over the years, it's like, well, what are you guys getting angry at? 2 and 3 run home runs? Yeah, that's when you add Yelich and Moustakas and Grandal and Braun and Kane. That's when you add a star-studded lineup here. You don't have that now. You just don't have it now. Travis Shaw is stuck in the middle there. Avi Garcia is stuck in the middle there. Now, again, not bad ball players, but certainly not up there with that group from 18 for sure. 799-1250 before we get to council and get a couple in here. We'll go to Brian. Brian, you're next on the Fan. What's up, Brian? Brian, go ahead.
I hit the wrong button. This is Mike.
Oh, go ahead, Mike. What's on your mind?
Food. I'm at the McDonald's drive-up. I don't disagree with you too often, but now I have a chance.
Shoot.
Okay, I think everybody just, as I said, I'm a cheerleader and a yes man, but I think what it shows me is, you know, they might have said to him, look, we're just going to put you down for a bit. We want you, but let's try and get your batting, get it together. And it's showing that they're really interested in, these early games are important to Council. Thank you. And I apologize for the interruptions. That's just the way I feel. I think it's a good move. And then Council can figure out what some of the other guys can do.
What did you order, Mike?
Yeah,
what did you order?
Yeah, I'm all done.
No. What exactly did you get?
My wife is trying to diet, so she hardly ever eats this late, but I got her two hamburgers, and I'm going to go home and give her a nice back rub and finish the evening with her enjoying it.
Okay, two hamburgers and a back rub. There we go. That's some living right there. All right, Mike, take it easy.
That's not bad.
Wow.
Have yourself a night.
Now, old Mrs. Mike there, she's going to be eating two hamburgers while getting the back rub. I mean, that's just all purpose.
That's hot.
Now we go to Brian. Brian, you're on the Fan. What's going on?
Well, how do I follow that call? hey, guys, I thought it was compelled. I had a call, Tim. Friday night I called you, if you remember, and I had said I think we need to send Keston down, if you can remember.
Yep. Yep, no, you're on it, and a lot of people were. It's 169 yeah. games in his young career. It's happened to a lot better players than Keston. It has.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, after listening to you tonight, you kind of changed my mind on the whole thing. It's funny. I mean, listen to you talk about the batting average and some of these other guys. I mean, where do you draw the line, right? I mean, you look at Bogey, you look at a lot of these guys, and it's just not the Brewers. There's a lot of guys hitting in that 216, 220 average range. And, yeah. and why is that? I have no idea, but I came from kind of the same mold you are, Tim, back in the day. You know, 260 batting average for a team wasn't even the best. And here we're happy about a 216, 218, 220 average. And I think, I hope Kessler comes back strong from this. I really do. He's a good kid, and I hope the heck he comes back strong and he flourishes. But you're right. There's guys that need to step up to a lot more, just not Kessler here.
Yeah, it's just not solely on Keston here. All right, Brian, thanks for the call. Yeah, Brian did call, and he's not alone in the Keston Hira conversation that said, hey, he needs to go down. They sent Travis Shaw down a couple of years ago when he was in Milwaukee. Or he didn't like it. They sent Orlando Arcia down a few times. He didn't like it. How do you think Tyrone Taylor feels? He's looking upwards of 350 batting average, and he's seeing some of these guys stay on the roster. Gets to play. They get to play baseball in Philadelphia in a four-game set. He gets a free trip to Nashville, not for a bachelor party, but to go play baseball. I mean, it's again. I just because of the roster construction here. It's just not that easy. You're pickled into a corner with Vogelbach and with Keston Hira. They're one-dimensional. And the reason Keston's one-dimensional is because Colton Wong's at second base. In no way, shape, or form is he going to take any playing time away from Colton Wong right now. So that pickles him into the corner for 2 years, a minimum of 2 years. So what do you do with him? You get him right to the point where his offense forces you to play him in a deficient role at first base and hope and cross your fingers that he gets better defensively. Because defensively, that's a deficiency for Keston Hira. But you overlook that if Keston's going to hit the baseball. Well, he's not hitting the baseball. Now you've got a double whammy. You got questionable defense and you got a kid that can't hit. I understand the move. I just think it's premature. And it's just a little premature. Now, I don't know what you were going to do with going just four deep in the outfield. Were you going to let McKinney go? Were you going to, they're sort of constructed in a way where it wasn't just Keston. It was the way the roster was constructed as well. I mean, it's more than just Keston's lack of hitting. Because a .152 isn't cutting it, but 167 isn't that much better. And then you have no versatility. And then you run the risk of losing players. By the way, just to throw in, you got to give your offense some help. Jacob Nottingham has caught Adrian Hauser a lot in the last handful of years. Jacob Nottingham hit two home runs yesterday. But Luke Maley gets the start. I mean, I don't know. That one was like, whoa, what? I could see if it was Manny Pena because he's caught Hauser and a lot more than Nottingham. But I don't know. I just sometimes I just scratch my head on some of this stuff. But the offense will get better. I'm convinced of that. It's just they need to get going. 799-1250. You want to go one more, Jeff? Who are we going to get in here?
Yeah, let's go out to John in Glendale.
What do you say, John? What's on your mind?
How you doing tonight, guys?
More important, how you are.
I wish I would have talked to Mike before he went through the drive, and I'm sure I couldn't have got a back rub, but I would have taken a double cheeseburger, fried onion, ketchup, and a nice 12-ounce lakefront amber.
Nice. There you go.
Hey, I was just going to say to your point, Tim, I was just thinking that Tyrone Taylor, when he plays and he's in the lineup, the guy makes things happen. Play him. Give him some consecutive games instead of the people that aren't producing. You know, and the other thing is that, you know, they aren't scoring runs, so that's more impetus for Council to put in Nottingham. The guy hits two home runs yesterday. Luke Maley was awesome defensively. He played all 11 innings Saturday night. But, I mean, Nottingham, he's finally produced a little. Put him in tonight. Maybe he gets some confidence. And he gets the game-winning hit, right? And it's unexcusable for Garcia to get thrown out. That's unacceptable. I'll hang up and listen. You guys do a great job. also ask people how many of their beer count tonight. I love that, okay?
Yeah, all right. Thanks for the call. Yeah, we'll get into the beer count. I was listening to Jeff Levering on the broadcast today. He was saying that, you know, last night after the game, he was grilling out. I was doing the same thing last night. I think a lot of people were. Weather was beautiful weather. And
perfect.
Yeah, and it was a steak frying on the grill and some High Lifes, and it was nice.
Did you get a back rub? Oh, no, you weren't at the drive-thru.
No, well, if two hamburgers equal a back rub, what does a steak equal?
I don't know. I don't think we could talk about it on the radio, Timmy.
Mike, you're back. What'd you want to say? What's up, Mike? I rarely do this.
I'm only allowed to give a back rub to my darling wife, and she's Polish and Dutch, so not that it matters, but I wouldn't want to get her upset. Have a good night.
Okay. Yeah. Oh no. 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 I get it.
Tell her to enjoy those burgers, buddy.
Okay. I'm home now. Bye.
Yep, enjoy a couple of nice burgers right there.
If two burgers is on a diet, I don't want to say.
Well, maybe it's.
But those burgers are small; they're not like half pounders, you know.
No, but maybe you peel the bun away and you're just on that meat sort of thing.
Are we still talking about food here, Tim?
Yeah, right. All right, let's get to Craig Counsell. Then in a little bit, we'll hear from Lorenzo Cain. Nice to see him back in that lineup. Nice to see Christian Yelich popped right back into that three-hole. Gets a couple of hits. Cain with a home run. Hauser, a nice pitching performance tonight. Settled in quite nicely. Hey, the bullpen kept him in it, too, with Perdomo and Drew Rasmussen. You got to keep that in mind as well. Let's hear from Craig Counsell here after the loss.
Craig, what can you say about the ABs kind of over the last couple of innings and getting the lineup back to the top of the order there at the very end?
Yeah, we had, you know, nice, great ABs, the eighth and the ninth, made both pitchers work very hard the way you want it. And try to have at-bats like that at the end of games every night, and good things will happen.
Craig, Adrian really kicked it into gear those last three or four innings. He was cruising, looked like he was making his pitches. You know, that helped keep the game, you know, tight as well.
Yeah, Adrian pitched well. You know, he made a mistake to Realmuto, a bad pitch, and a good hitter made him pay. And then, you know, a little bit of defensive mistake got him a run. But he locked it in after that, and I was proud of him for just bearing down and throwing up four scoreless innings. You know, that's where Adrian has gotten better this year in my eyes, is just keeping it locked in after something goes wrong. He did a great job of tonight. It was a great example of it tonight.
Was it good to see, you know, Lowe and Christian have, you know, the homer and the hit in their first at bats and just have the night that they did?
Yeah, I thought they had great at bats. You know, with like we talked about before, not a lot going on beforehand going into the games, and I thought they both did really well. I mean, I think, you know, Lowell said that's probably the farthest ball he's ever hit. You know that, and I that ball was hit for sure. So yeah, it was a good night for him.
What's that? Craig, from time to time, Urias does get under his throws, you know, and they sail on him a little bit. Is that just something he needs to work on?
He made a bad throw. I mean, he made a bad throw. No, I mean, there's nothing else to say. It was a routine play. He made a bad throw.
Craig, the other mistake that hurt you was Avi getting picked off. Did he say anything about?
Well, we were running there, and we wanted to run because Neeris is. I mean, he's tough to get hits against, and he's slow to the plate. So we were taking a chance there, and we got picked off.
Craig, I think you guys made him throw like 40 pitches, though, by putting great at-bats on him. Is that something that possibly could benefit you as this series goes on?
Yeah, I mean, I would guess it rules him out for tomorrow. I mean, 40 pitches is a tough night. So it's, you know, we did our jobs. You know, we did a nice job against them. We made it tough, and we were one swing away and one ball, you know, from taking the lead, really. So you make it tough on them. I think that's what good teams do, even in losses. Sometimes you make it tough on the other team and you make them grind out their wins, especially the first game of a four-game series like this. So, you know, that's, you take a little bit of – that's kind of what you have to use as a positive, and hopefully you take a little piece of them in the days forward.
Are you seeing Perdomo settle in with his innings?
Yeah, I mean, he had a nice inning. You know, in a good spot for him, I think. Kind of lined up good for him. So I think Perdomo and Drew are, you know, their job right there is to give us a chance for that ninth inning to happen and for that eighth inning to happen. And they were able to do that. Those are innings that are important innings. And you do that enough, you want to come back and win one of those games. And then you give the other guys a little break.
There he is, Craig Counsell, after the Brewers' 4-3 loss. And a couple of things here. Didn't sound pleased, but the Avi Garcia thing makes a little more sense now that, you know, they were going to steal, and he got picked off. Okay, that part of it, yeah, you can't get picked off, and I understand that, but it kind of makes sense now that you were running a little risk there in the first place anyway. But with the Urias thing, I want you guys to start watching the way Luis Urias is throwing the baseball. Craig Counsell was very adamant right there. He wants no story about Luis Urias and his throwing arm. We were talking about this over the weekend with some buddies of mine. It doesn't look right. It's not the yips quite yet. But something doesn't look right with the throwing motion, and I think Hodgecourt was trying to get to that, and you see what a good manager does. He cuts that story off. He doesn't make it snowball. He doesn't want Luis to hear about any question marks about his throwing. But it doesn't quite look right. I just want you guys to, as we move along here this season, you tell me what you guys notice. With just routine plays, just throwing a first, just, you know, the template is what Travis Shaw does. I mean, he's just amazing. His throws are true and on the mark. They just are. He's a consummate pro with his arm. There's no doubt about that. You just watch it and see that. Luis, keep an eye on that. Yeah, he had the three-error game, and I get it, and has settled in to not have an error since, but just the whole throwing motion, it may be off kilter a little bit, and that's something a young player, certainly in his case, is going to have to work on. All right, Lorenzo Cain back in the lineup. We'll hear from him after the break here. If you guys want to jump in here, 799-1250. A 4-3 loss tonight, game one of a four-game set. Help, thankfully, on its way. And it's here. It's in the form of Lorenzo Cain and Christian Yelich and Colton Wong, all now collectively in the lineup off the IL, and that is only a good thing. We'll hear from Locaine next. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove on 1250 AM The Fan and Odyssey.
Let's find out what happened in today's game from the guys that played it. Let's head inside the clubhouse, presented by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free. Plus, no payments for an entire year. Call them today at 262-703-3500.
4-3, Brewers fall, their second consecutive loss, and their first loss in this four-game set in Philadelphia against the Phillies. Yet an opportunity here, no Bryce Harper. Hoskins just with the 1-AB, and I guess there's a little bit of a bonus. They will be without Hector Neris for tomorrow through upwards into the 40s in his inning and two-thirds. So he definitely is down. And when you look at the Brewers' bullpen being rested as it is, Williams, Hader, J.P. Fireisen and company, you have the lead in the sixth inning tomorrow. You win a baseball game. So I hope the offense understands that. You're set up for a winning baseball game if you have the lead in the sixth inning and you're all good to go. Suter's ready to go. Boxberger's ready to go. Almost the whole bullpen is ready to go. That shortens that game up, so keep that in mind. We'll hear from Lorenzo Cain in just a second here. I will tell you this, Hyundai of West Dallas has made a mark the last year or so in making sure that, number one, you're going to get a great deal, but number two, you're going to do it in a safe environment. Extraordinary measures to provide the safest environment. Hyundai of West Dallas, 0% for 60 months going on right now. No payments for 90 days on, how about a 2021 Sonata or Tucson or Santa Fe, Elantra, or a Kona? You can get assurance with America's best warranty in a vehicle purchased at Hyundai of West Dallas. 10 years and 100,000 miles. All of this at Hyundai of West Dallas on Highway 100 or at HyundaiofWestDallas.com. Part of the International Autos Group, where our ordinary needs to be extraordinary. That's Hyundai of West Dallas. Lorenzo Cain back in the lineup. Christian Yelich in the lineup. Made a difference in this baseball game. They came up a little short here, 4-3 final. But it is nice to have all of the three, the top three there, Wong, Cain, and Yelich back in that lineup. Here's Lorenzo Cain after the game.
After being out for so long, did you even surprise yourself by homering in your first at bat?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely fun to be back out there. But, got a good pitch to hit there first at bat and was able to do damage with it. But, felt pretty good. Not bad for first game back. So just got to continue to improve off of that and hopefully the swing continues to get better.
Lo, one thing we talked to Craig about was just, you know, you guys don't have options to go anywhere to get at bats. How big of a deal was that? I mean, I know you did the sim game with Lindblom, but did you feel like you were as prepared as you could be just considering the time off?
Yeah. Like I said, we got in the cage and I mean, there's no telling how many swings I took leading up to this point. Between hitting off the machine, you know, seeing breaking ball off the machine, fastball off the machine, you know, facing arms every single day. Took a ton of swings to make sure I was as ready as possible, but there's nothing like, you know, being out there and competing in a game situation.
Well, when you say seeing arms, are you talking about hitting off coaches or were there other like real at-bats against other than Lindblom?
No, only just facing the coaches, the machine as much as possible, you know, kind of get the velo up as much as possible in the machine. Andy probably threw all of us a ton in the cages on the field. So, you know, all you can do is take as many swings as you can, try to get as prepared as possible, and hopefully you go out there and contribute, you know, when your name's called.
Well, that last guy just doesn't throw much over the plate, does he? He just keeps throwing breaking balls. A lot of off-speed stuff from him.
Yeah, he has good stuff. He's a good two-seamer. I don't even know if that's a knuckleball slash splitter. I don't even know what it is, honestly. So so it's a pretty good pitch. You know, try to go up there and battle, you know, try to, you know, get the job done, you know. You know, I know I hit the home run early on, but, you know, coming through in that situation is something that I really want to do. But like I said, didn't get it done tonight. So short tomorrow, and hopefully I can improve off what I did tonight and go out there and get on base as much as possible.
Lorenzo, we know what your answer is going to be, but how much do you think you can play in a smart way in this first week or so?
Yeah, I mean, you know me. If I'm able to go out there, I'll be out there. So, we'll see what happens. You know, I didn't have to do a ton of running tonight, a little bit of running, but it wasn't crazy. But, yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm doing everything possible to make sure my body's ready to go and make sure I'm on the field. So, it's about going out there, staying healthy, and getting the job done once I'm out there.
How does it change the look of the lineup when you put yourself and Christian back up at the top, right? And just, you know, getting guys on base and then what it does to lengthen the rest of the lineup behind you guys?
Yeah. You know, that's the main focus, trying to, you know, yell at myself, trying to just get back in the lineup, doing everything possible to make sure we're healthy. you know, it's definitely been a rocky start for me so far, you know, from spring training and also to start the season as far as health-wise. So, you know, I feel like I'm constantly playing catch-up. But like I said, once my number's called, I'm trying to go out there and get it done for the boys. And hopefully we can continue to, you know, win some ball games and be consistent throughout the rest of the year.
Lorenzo, how proud are you of the guys for, you know, keeping their heads well above water during all the avalanche of injuries?
Yeah, it's been a tough year as far as injuries, but, you know, it's part of the game. I know all the guys in there work their tails off and make sure they're ready to play every single day. So, you know, it's definitely not about effort. We're definitely doing everything we can. You know, just sometimes just bad luck. But, yeah, they held the fort down. You know, I myself and Yelich was out. They did a great job. And we're just trying to, you know, myself and Yelich, we're trying to get caught up speed and go out there and continue to add wins to this team.
Pitch to Kane, a drive, hit back into left center field. Lorenzo Kane has returned with a lean back jack.
Wow. That's a return. Yeah, two home runs against the Cubs at Wrigley. Boy, presence felt early tonight for Lorenzo Kane. That baseball was smoked. It took out some cheese steaks out there at Tony Luke's.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Lorenzo Kane with a solo shot in his first at-bat, returning off the IL, as heard on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Lean back jack.
That was a good call.
That's a great call from Matt LaPay on Bally Sports Wisconsin. There is our play of the game. The play of the game is brought to you by ABC Audio Video, home entertainment and smart home technology simply done right. Check them out at abcaudiovideo.com. Worked with ABC Audio Video here at the radio station for many, many years. And I know technology can get confusing. abcaudiovideo.com has the answers for you. We'll take a break. Adrian Hauser pitched a nice ball game tonight and deserved a better fate. He did. We'll hear from the Brewers right-hander next. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. After a 4-3 loss, we'll be right back. 1250 AM The Fan is an Odyssey station.
Let's find out what happened in today's game from the guys that played it. Let's head inside the clubhouse, presented by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free. Plus, no payments for an entire year. Call them today at 262-703-3500.
4-3 final. Brewers need to bounce back with a victory tomorrow. That'd be nice. 17-12 now, which is a nice win-loss record. And I want to make sure that we're pretty clear on that, too. We're pleased with that part of this team. And at the end of the day, that is what counts. However, there's always a however, isn't there? And there's always something to talk about in Brewerville.
Well, always. And it doesn't matter what conversation, with the old lady, with anybody, there's always a however. Story of my life.
Always. Just imagine, you're always in an effort to make your team better in every aspect of it, whether it's a bullpen, starters, or in this case, the offense. The offense just, quite frankly, needs to be better. I think the hitting coach is going to tell you that. The manager is going to tell you that. The president's going to tell you that. The general manager is going to tell you that. The hitting coach is going to tell you that, all the way down to the players and the coaching staff. They will tell you it needs to be better. And honestly, a .216 team batting average through now, 29 games, it can move a little bit, and I can appreciate that. You get a couple of, say, two out of the next three games. If they're runaway games, you blast out, you know, 15 or 16 or 17 hit attack two of the next 3 days, and that would improve that number for sure. But all I know is what the number is now. It's not my number. It's their numbers. So I want to make sure that the first line of defense is the wins and losses. Okay, check. After that, then it comes down to how much more could you get? or will you get if this, this, and this improves? So they're working on it, and part of that is getting healthy. And that will definitely improve that number, that collective batting average. That will get better. Pitching, I don't know how much more these guys can do. And yet, with that offense, they're still 17 and 12. It does not excuse a bad batting average. That's where I want to draw the line in the sand there. I can't speak for you, but I'm not going to celebrate an offense just because a horrible offense happens to be on a winning team. They're winning despite the offense. The offense is just, once they get going, it's going to be even more of a winning team. That projects well. It really does. Part of that is pitching, starting pitching, and Adrian Hauser coming into this season. I had the conversation many times on some of the shows about, you know, what are the keys to the Brewers 2021 season? And I didn't put all the heap on the third base position and Adrian Hauser, but those are two positions that I pointed to when asked to be a little more specific how they can achieve better success or where that success will get them if these guys do whatever. And I pointed to Adrian Hauser because we kind of knew what Freddie Peralta was, didn't we? We kind of knew the arrows pointed up. We knew Burns. We knew Woodruff. We knew even the stabilizer in Brett Anderson. But Adrian Hauser was a little bit of a question mark. Does he take a big step? Hugely important to achieve a high ceiling for this baseball team this year is Adrian Hauser. And the other one is the third base position, whether that had been Shaw or Turner coming in or whoever it might have been. Those two aspects. Adrian Hauser holding up his end of the bargain here. He's going to make this team even better if he continues to pitch like this. He goes, six innings of four-run baseball, only two earned runs in his performance, really settled in the final four innings and got the job done. Let's hear from the Brewers right-hander.
Adrian, do you feel like you settled in after that first inning?
Yeah, after the first inning, I thought I really got something going. Didn't have my best stuff tonight and really had to battle out there and had really one or two pitches going for the most part. And, just was able to keep my composure out there and kind of keep the team in it there. So, give us a shot.
Adrian, I think at one point you had retired 13 in a row. Just what was working so well for you that stretch?
I really got the sinker going, and I think the sinker was going, and the curveball started to come along too. I didn't really get many swing and misses on it, but was able to get some weak contact and some ground balls and some fly balls off of it. So had those two pitches going pretty much, and had some decent separation to keep them off balance there for a little bit.
Adrian, what do you think about Lorenzo rolling out of bed off the IL and hitting a homer?
That's awesome. It's always good to see those guys come off the injured list and, get some ABs in and some hits, and especially that, Lolo coming off and hitting a big home run there. I think that's a big spark for us, and, hopefully we can keep it going here.
Adrian, in those last few innings, I apologize if this was asked, I'm getting in a little bit late. In those last few innings when you were cruising through, what did you get going there? You just got in such a good rhythm there and started getting a lot of outs in a row.
Yeah, I think we just got the sinker going and the curveball going, like I said. And then, just think my mechanics were starting to finally click. Didn't really feel like I was getting into my mechanics the first couple innings. And then, they really started getting going. And I think that's what really helped out the sinker and helped out the curveball.
Anybody else for Adrian?
Adrian, do you feel like the team's been in a lot of games like that this year, these low scoring, one run, two run games? It seems like you guys we're in these duels a lot.
I think at least the last few games that we've been playing, especially against the Dodgers and stuff, we've had some close games. And, that's what it's going to be. That's playoff baseball. It's got that feel to it. And, I think we've been doing a really good job keeping the game close and giving ourselves a chance to win some ball games.
There he is, Adrian Hauser. Seems like he's in a good frame of mind there. And that, again, is a good thing. Get these guys healthy in terms of Anderson, get them back in there. Even the depth of Lindblom. And, again, Lindblom hadn't been tearing it up at all. But a good piece to have when things do get sideways on a starter, and you can have him just go and, you know, soak up some innings. It's Woodruff, it's Burns, it's Hauser, it's Peralta, and there's your meat and potatoes of that rotation. But if Eric Lauer is going to do what he did against the Dodgers, if he's going to do that tomorrow, okay, we'll take that. Eric Lauer, a little nice little surprise that popped up in that Dodgers series. He was outstanding. He will go for the crew tomorrow in game two, as we will get on the air after the last pitch as you make the switch to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Aaron Nola comes in a little over three. He's tough. And so the Brewers offense definitely challenged again tomorrow, but you got to score more than just three runs to win consistently, and that's just the way it is. And however you get to that point, I mean, I don't care. I don't care if you have to kick the ball. Just find some way to get more runs across. And part of that, to me, being open for the debate, guys, part of that is getting a ball in play and getting a better batting average. It's a lost stat. It is. Not lost on me and a lot of other people. Where you have a good batting average, everything else falls under that. It means you're actually going to get on base more. Wow, look at that. Can you imagine that, Jeff Orlowski? That you actually have a better batting average means your on-base percentage goes up?
Yeah, that's amazing. And, you know, like we saw in tonight's game, Yelich got the bat on the ball, got an infield single out of it. Colton Wong got the exact same thing. You put it in play, good things happen.
And sometimes you're given gifts when you put it in play as well. So, I mean, again, I'm encouraged. Who wouldn't be with Wong, Kane, and Yelich healthy? That is going to do some heavy damage against the opponents soon. I don't know if it'll be tomorrow, but it's soon. Let these guys settle in. All right, for Jeff Orlowski, my name is Tim Allen. You guys have a great night. We'll talk again tomorrow night after the last pitch as you made the make the switch, as you've done that for now 16 years. Hopefully the Brewers can bounce back, snap a little mini two-game losing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.